We're a podcast for the pair.
He's a superstar for the power. He goes long.
You just forget all about that game and push it to the side.
Yeah, I had shocking vibes the whole time.
The greatest sporting club on this earth.
Robbie Gray's kicked a big goal.
Great play from Tim Ginnivan.
Incredible bias.
I think we'll have a 20-point win.
Our man Ollie Wines is going to come out with two goals and a 35-toucher. And obviously a win by 5 goals.
A win by 5 goals?
Correct.
Nonsensical triple.
Is there anything going through your head?
Is there anything in there at all, mate?
Oh, we've
paid for you to get own tattoo. Are we taking the absolute piss?
Unequivocal nothingness.
Brendan thinks 12 clearances is an all-time record.
Quarter time finish, and I said, I'm up and out of here.
We are back.
What a time!
We are the Port Adelaide pair.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Bryce.
I'm Blake.
And I'm Brody.
And we are the Port Adelaide pair. And to be honest, boys, this does seem like the actual Port Adelaide pair at this point. It does not feel like anyone's missing. Brando, not been around for a while now.
Yeah. It's like, what do you call it? He's dropped off. Now, what's after drop off? That's just, you're done.
I think he's done. There's no drop off.
Resignation.
I think he's genuinely done. And you would think he would have COVID or something as a good enough excuse to not be on it for an entire week. But no, he's had quiz nights. He's had a whole bunch of other stuff. Meanwhile, your boy, he's rocking the vid at the moment and he's still doing his podcast.
No
way. I deserve
way.
An award. I think I deserve an award.
You're rocking the vid.
Up in the vid. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Here's what it is. Now, I've had word that Brody would like to start this show off. Brody, are you still keen to start the show off?
I'm going to start the show off, boys. Let's get into it.
Wow.
So, there's two feelings for me in the last few days. One, elation, good vibes. We won
elation.
The game.
Elation.
We won the game.
That's a big word from Brody.
That is a big word.
Yeah, I've been studying. A bit happy about the result, happy about some of the works from some of the boys on the field. However, it's time for me to tee off. Straight off the mark, I'm teeing off. So, when you go to the game, there's two things you want to do. You want to cheer for your team, and you would like to either eat something or drink something.
Oh, no. This is going. Oh,
so, man. Now the man sitting to the right of your radio dial, Blake, requests for me to go and get hot donuts.
It was a very cold night, and I think you were up for some donuts personally. I just said, yeah, I'll have some.
Well, I was on the fence, but you convinced me. You said, I want 8 hot cinnies in my lap ASAP. I waited the entire halftime break, plus more, to get to the line, pay, only to find out they're raw in the middle. There's no donuts. There's no donuts. No donut. So, I come back, nothing but gags from you lot about how I don't have the goods. And then had to go and waste more of my viewing time of the game going at 3-quarter time and having the balancing act of 4 beers at the same time. But boys,
it was a good balance.
Well, it was your round to shout, so you did have to go back out to get the beers.
Correct. And as the loyal man I am, I did adhere to those rules. Now, boys, that's not even the worst of the tee off.
Oh, no. He's got double tee off.
Oh, no.
Not enough cinnamon on those donuts or something.
Not enough cinnamon on the donuts. But, boys, like, Brandon's letting us down, obviously, with his lack of appearances. Yeah. But there's another letdown amongst the group. So I hear from Shane as he arrives to the ground, beers in hand, like an absolute lad that he is, that Blake is nowhere to be seen. Where is Blake? Blake's got all the way to the city and realised he's forgotten his ticket.
Is this the ticket?
Now,
it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
No, so we've stumbled once, only for him to roll up, expecting to take beers from Shane and sit with the two of the Port Adelaide Pair members alongside him, dressed in a GWS Guernsey and scarf.
No, now, he did not have that on, did he?
Now, if that doesn't let the listeners of this show down, I don't know what will, because that is an absolute disgrace, and you should be ashamed.
Well, I'm not ashamed at all, and I'll tell you why. As we've discussed, we want Port to get higher draft picks, so let's start supporting the opposition.
Well, that's what I was confused about. You were cheering for us. You don't get to cheer for us if you're in those colours.
I think there was a lot of sticking to your guns, Blake. There was a lot of cheering for Port stuff, not a lot of cheering for GWS stuff.
Well, that's the thing, boys. I've come around, and you know what? I'm going to take a different approach from here on out. I'm on the positive bandwagon, let's push for finals, baby. Blake,
this is your classic reverse psychology. You're only doing that so we lose every game from now on.
No, let's absolutely push for finals. And I'll wear my Port Guernsey next time. That'll be a first for the season.
Do you even own a Port Guernsey anymore?
Oh,
possibly not.
No, I don't think you do. Wow, how's that to start off? Apologies for the voice again. I know there's going to be a lot of coughing in the background. I'm trying to muffle it as much as I can. Good way to start off with the tee off, Broads. I like it. And a double whammy. One straight down the fairway. And a nice, I'd say, a hybrid straight onto the green. I wonder if you'll putt it in next week.
Guarantee.
Let's tune in to find out.
Correct. obviously, a pretty decent game against GWS. Started off a little bit shaky, but came through in that. Probably the second quarter was our big one, just from memory. And then second half, we don't even need to talk about, because that was just an absolute snooze fest from both teams.
Yeah. Second half, I was starting to freeze my little nips off.
Yeah, just wasn't an enjoyable experience at that point.
No, that's why I requested the donuts at that point. I was bored with my eyes and I was freezing my little nips off. Needed some hot donuts.
Yeah. On your nips, hot donuts on your nips.
Correct.
Okay. One probably major positive to come from it, though, is the Giants kicked 3 goals, 11, big percentage booster for us, that, as Blake's saying, we make our push now. He's really on that train. We needed that percentage booster, or else finals are absolutely no chance without a bit of a boost there. So that is one big positive to come from that win.
Yeah, and all the results kind of miraculously fell our way.
Yeah.
So it's finals time, baby. Let's go.
I like it. We'll obviously get on to finals hopes when we start reviewing the next game against Melbourne. Anyway, should we just get quickly onto the pair then? Because that was a quick, long lead up. Brody sort of put the handbrake on it. What did Hamish and Andy say? Pop the handbrake on to start the show. That's what he's done. He slowed us all down with his tee off that went for a while. So let's get on to the votes.
One vote went to Ryan Burton.
Interesting. Interesting.
Stats man surely has the stats.
I do. Now, the problem is my app just froze then, so I've had to go out, go back in. You know how the hustle goes. And I'm scrolling, and I'm scrolling, and he had 20 touches. That was worth it. He had 18 kicks.
I'm scrolling.
75% efficiency. So just a decent game from him.
Controlling the halfback line and locking down Toby Green.
He did. I think, and you know, that's, thank you for reminding me about the Toby Green thing. That's what I mentioned third quarter. We have locked him up, and we did. And then he went on to, you know, could have a shot at goal and such. But Burton put the clamps on him.
He did. Two votes went to Sam Palpepa.
Just a real hustle game from him. 25 touches, 10 marks, and a goal and two. It did seem like he was everywhere, very much in the offensive half, I would have thought, but just another vibes-based game from him. Incredible stuff from the dad.
So what? It's always vibe-based voting for SPP.
Not to discredit, you know, 25 touches, 10 marks, etc.
No, but we recognise the effort.
Yeah, yeah.
Three votes for Jesus.
Sorry, I moved the mic away, don't worry.
Yeah, three votes for, and I've just gone back and looked at this, for the fourth week in a row.
Wow.
Connor Rosie.
And very well deserved as well. I don't think we're giving him favouritism points or anything here. 4 goals, 2, 24 touches, 5 tackles. Just, again, he really is breaking the game open for us at the moment. 88% disposal efficiency. That's the one we want to see from him. An elite game.
See, the thing I love about Rosie going on this run and the form he's in is obviously there was probably finger pointing going around the team when we were 0-5 about people lifting the game. Yep. And Rosie, I guess at the beginning of the year, we were all questioning his mental toughness and whether he could push through the struggles.
Yeah.
And you just love to see him embrace that and put his hand up and take the game on. So I'm absolutely loving that from him.
Do you think, now this is, it might be a bit of a stupid question, but do you think if he keeps this form up for the rest of the year, do you think he's anywhere near all Australian talks or not there yet?
Possibly. I know he's making rapid gains on the coaches, AFL coaches award.
That's sort of what I'm thinking.
I don't know he's getting our best on week in, week out at the moment. So
may have left the run too late, but you know, he's probably our best chance at the moment. You know, Wines has just been doing his thing, but you know, it's hard when you win the Brownlow before, there's way higher expectations. So yeah. It'd be an interesting one to keep your eyes out on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Shall we move on to Mark of the Week?
Mark of the Week went to Mitch Georgiades for a very small little specky thing, but that was the only thing we could point out.
Yeah, less highlights in this one in the marking departments, but 2 weeks in a row for Georgiades, and he will obviously hold on to his mantle, I think, for probably the season to come.
I agree.
Spot on the mantle, I should say. Should we go to Goal of the Week, boys?
Are you going to make it to the end of this episode?
The last 2 days, I've barely spoken. I've just been sitting on the couch. So this is the most I've spoken by a long shot.
Yeah.
Goal of the Week.
Went to the man who does it all, Connor Rosie. Nice 60-meter little lob wedge that he did. Kind of like that Kane Farrell style, little punch.
Yeah, we were saying that sails game, through. Has Kane Farrell been giving Rosie some goal kicking tips? Very, very similar.
Great call. Great calls of the game.
One of the greats. but yeah, it was a great goal. Certainly unexpected. I looked away halfway through, just assuming he's going to pop one at the top of the square. No, sailing through, baby.
Sailing through.
Very decent game, nonetheless. Okay, we don't have to chuckle about the voice. I'm trying to get out as much as possible.
Surely there's still a parody.
Well, there is, and I'm genuinely getting concerned how this is going to come out, but it is. And oh my God, I'm genuinely losing my voice halfway through the show. And it's from the...
Stop talking and start the damn parody.
Oh, my God. It's from the same movie. I'm just going to talk louder God. So I can get my voice out. From School of Rock, okay? It's the scene where... oh, my God. I can't even remember her name now. Miss Mullins, the principal. She comes in. She says to Jack Black, Mr. Schneebly, I've heard there's some music being played in here. And he goes, no, I don't know what you're talking about. No music. Mrs. Mullen sees the guitar and says, what's that? He says, oh, that we've been learning in sing song. So I'm going to sing you his little sing. Do we remember? It's like, math is a wonderful thing. We remember that one?
Yeah, familiar. Okay,
it's that one. Winds are a wonderful thing. Winds are a really cool thing. So whip out your grins, let's get some wins. Wins, 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 wins. Demons this week is a loss. That's right. And Geelong at home is a pantsing. Nailed it. We got 8 wins and we need 5 more. Can we do it, Hinkley? Yes. No, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, I was testing you. We can. And we'll be flag contenders.
Very good.
That was tough to get out, but I got it out there in the end.
You did.
Do you remember that song?
I do. Yes.
Fantastic.
Love the positive finish there at the end.
Yes.
It's all about positivity this week.
I couldn't get it out in my pronunciation, but I was saying, yes, we can. Remember, yes, we can, boys.
I did miss that. So
yeah, I couldn't get it out when I was singing. But that's the... Do you know what? And I've got another one in the chamber for next week from School of Rock as well. So that might be how I just finish off the season. Speaking of Melbourne this round, let's get on to reviewing that one. Push that win to the side. What are our thoughts, hopes and dreams about Melbourne?
It's going to be a big win.
You reckon? Big season-defining
win.
Yeah.
Playing them in Alice Springs, I believe.
Yep, TIO.
Assuming greasy conditions...
Yep.
Similar to the St. Kilda game.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll be up for the scrap.
I think it's the best conditions for us to at least level with them as much as possible. No Clayton Oliver, who I think would just play wonderfully in those conditions. So
why is he not playing?
He's done something to his hand. Well, it's assumed he's not going to be playing at this point as we record. He on the radio his hand last game.
On the radio on the way home from work, they were saying he's a chance.
Oh, nah. Well, he's not going to be 100%, so that's a Willem Drew tag job. I don't know. I think you're right, Blake. I don't know whether you're doing your faux positivity, but I think we can do it.
Faux positivity. Obviously the key is Gawn and Jackson in the ruck, so it'll be interesting to see what ins and outs are made. For the game.
I say they're not going to play. Well, nice. Lysette's apparently got an infection in his shoulder now, so he's out. And they're not going to pick Sam Hayes. So I say Dixon, spend most of your time there in the ruck. Yeah. Let Finlayson be the lead up forward. Yeah. And, you know, Finlayson can come in whenever he needs a rest.
Yeah. Is there any way we can play Gawn where, you know, we let him get his, you know, the hit outs he wants or the marks he wants, like just sort of accept the fact he's going to do it and somehow play like more defensively somewhere else? Do you think that's a strategy?
Well, surely Dixon can go toe-to-toe with him around the ground. Yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, obviously the tap work, but, you know, he's a big boy, old Dicko.
Yeah. Remember how we played Gawn back in the day with, I reckon I've been Jackson Trengove, just like bullied him, just kept running into him the whole time. Do you remember that back in the day?
Yeah, I do recall that.
Maybe bit something of bully like that ball. Could work, I don't know. Bit of bully ball, why not?
My concern with Gawn is when he goes forward, because like we had a decent showing in the back line last week, but it has been average of late, so that's my concern. I think you're right, I think bully ball can work against Gawn in the ruck, but he worries me up forward.
Well, yeah, we don't have T-Mac, anyone that can go with tall forwards. T-Mac's
apparently ready to come back in, so the T-Mac will come in and lock that place down.
He'll lock it down. Fantastic. I suppose Aaliyah's got a bit of height to him and a bit of jumping ability, so
he's going to turn his form around. Yeah. That's what I'm predicting.
Were you happy with his form on the weekend, Blake?
It was okay. It was a lift in on previous weeks. So, he's going to keep building on that form.
Yeah, I don't like this, Blake. I need negativity. That's what I need. predictions are worthless. We've already said what we think is going to happen. Anything else we want to talk about?
Nah.
You don't
Blake,
have any ins
and
outs.
Did you? Sorry, yeah, did you do ins and outs?
Ins and outs... I believe Riley Bonner is back fit, so I'd probably just make the one change. Probably harsh on little JC Burgoyne. He's done some solid things, but seeing as we're pushing for finals, we've got to play our best team now, and fortunately that means Riley Bonner comes back in for him. And that's all I've got.
All right. That seems reasonable. Yep. I don't see any others that need to be made. All right. Well, that sounds good. I look forward to that game Sunday. It's going to be nice midway through my isolation period. So I'm looking forward to it. And should we get on to the quiz, boys?
Yeah.
It's Blake's quiz.
Quiz time. Memorable Melbourne games. I've gone for an interesting one here.
Round one, 2014?
No, that would have been a good one to pick, actually. Yeah. I'm regretting not picking that already. Right. I've gone with round 24, 2011, which was our first game at Adelaide Oval.
Oh, lovely. Yes.
Before it was redeveloped, and we got to play a one-off there.
What a game.
Question one. Travis Boak kicked a memorable goal on
torpedo,
the quarter time.
Outside 50.
Correct. Why was it memorable? It was a torpedo.
And it sounded beautiful. The acoustics of that oval at that point. My God,
I feel like
that
highlight doesn't come out enough. I feel
it
like
doesn't.
It,
no.
That was a big little torpy from Boakey, and we forget about it.
I haven't.
Question two, Brody has. Two demons playing that day eventually played for Port. Who were they?
Trengove and Watts.
Correct.
Thank you. Come on, Brody.
Come on, Brodes. Question three. By winning that game, we avoided collecting our first wooden spoon. How many wins did we have for the season?
Four.
Did you both say four then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're both wrong. It was three.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, 2011 was dark.
Yeah, dark days. Question four, multiple choice. Who was our highest disposal getter that day? A, Daniel Pierce. B, Robbie Gray. C, Stephen Salopek. D, Cameron O'Shea.
Cam O'Shea.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Let's just say Salopek. You've thrown him out there.
Yep, Stephen Salopek.
Wow.
That's a throwback.
I can't believe he was even playing then.
All right, another unassailable lead, but we'll still read out the fifth question. Playing in his 19th game and what ended up being his last game for the club was Mitch who?
Mitch. Oh, Mitch Brown.
You got the starting letter right for the last name?
Mitch B. Oh, I can't remember it all.
Okay. It was Mitch Banner.
Mitch Banner. He wasn't too bad, was he? Really?
Yeah, 19 games. 19 solid games.
Would have been 19 in that season as well, I imagine. But
that's our little quiz there.
Was Cam Hitchcock playing back then as well? 2011?
Yeah, I'd say so too.
I didn't mind it. Brandon has sent through his Who Am I clues to me. I don't know what, like, when have I ever been in charge of Who Am I? This surely went to Brody, but no, he sent it to me. Are we ready for it?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Dustin, Lucas, Steve, Mike, Will, Nancy, Max, and Jonathan. And someone else.
Oh, God. Stranger Things.
Well, yeah. This is word for word. Port is the only club he's been out without a similar design Guernsey. Don't know what the hell that means. Take one digit away from 11 and you get how many goals he kicked for us at AFL level. So I guess I'm going to give... I guess
one?
That means one. Yeah.
One?
It's a bit bright in here. One of you boys want to turn the lights down? Maybe dim them.
Damien Hardwick?
Yeah. And the last one was one of the Scott brothers pushes him over in a grand final. Damien Hardwick. What does that even mean?
Stranger Things one?
Yeah, that's what I said to him as well. 11 was the missing one out of all of that.
Oh, God.
And he didn't he say this was going to be a ripper? He was like, this is going to be a ripper this week, boys.
Like, I'll be honest, I only got it because you put emphasis on the word dim.
Correct. And I felt like I had to at that point.
Correct.
I still don't understand this. Port is the only club he's been out without a similar design Guernsey. I cannot make sense of that, Brando.
Maybe skip
too many English lessons back in the day, I think. Anyway, that's probably all from us. I mean, it's a big get out to the game if you can, if you live up in Darwin or wherever TIO Traeger Stadium is.
Nowhere near Darwin, but okay. Okay.
Where is it? Alice Springs, didn't you say?
Alice Springs.
Yeah, that's
they're
in the
like,
middle.
They're like, what, 30 minutes away from each other?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you just hop on over.
Yeah. It's a big hooroo from me. That's Bryce signing off. I won't be talking for the next 5 days.
Hooroo from me, and that's Blake signing off.
And a hooroo from me. I will be talking for the next 5 days.
Love you all, and it's a big 1.5 pairs.
No.
Love you.